Well, I'd like to start out this morning with a story. You guys want to hear a story? It just depends. Okay, I get it. So the sermon was birthed, if you will. I had the inspiration of the sermon on Monday morning. I was on 49th Street, heading towards church on a beautiful Monday morning, last Monday. Anybody here digging the mornings and the evenings, like super digging them? All right, so the windows are down, the tunes are turned up. I'm getting my heart and head right because, let's be honest, the week before I didn't do much at church. My sister was in town, so I kind of like blew everything off here. But anyway, I had a lot of stuff to catch up on, and I did. All good. So I'm thinking about all the stuff I need to get done. We had the pantry. I'm just sitting there, just having an enjoyable trip on 49th Street, which is hard to say most often. And I'm sitting at a light, I don't know, I think it was 9th Avenue. And I'm just in my own world, and I feel a sneeze come on. I know, right? So I do what any good person does, and I sneezed. Even when I'm by myself, I protected everybody in the car with me. Got to practice. So I sneeze, and I'm getting myself, okay, where am I? What's going on? You know, the after sneeze thing, watery eyes or whatever. And all of a sudden, I hear, bless you. And I'm like... God? Like, I'm looking around, I'm like, what on earth? Like, I'm by myself, and I look over, and you know 49th Street's kind of narrow, right? For a reason, supposedly supposed to slow people down, it does not work. But anyway, right next to me, in the car next to me, was someone else who was enjoying his beautiful morning on a Monday with the windows down, his tunes on just a little bit. And he heard me sneeze because we both had our windows down. And so I'm like, where did that come from? And I look over, and he's looking at me, and he's got this big grin on his face. I won't forget it. He had this big smile on his face. And I go, oh, well, thank you, sir. Like, who does this? Like, you know, like, I'm by myself in my car. So anyway, he's like, and we just laughed just like that, and we threw our Bible on the floor. Anyway. So we both laughed, and, you know, I thanked him, and he's like, you know, I mean, it was a great moment. And the light turns green, and I looked at him. I said, you have a great week. He goes, you too. And off we went, 49th Street. He ended up turning. I have no idea who this man was. I'll probably never see him again in my life. But he showed me kindness on a Monday morning in a car, nonetheless. Who has been shown kindness on their commute to work recently, right? You thought this story was going to go somewhere else, didn't you? So it was just really amazing. And as I was still smiling about it, I'm like, why did it impact me so much? And I think it impacted me because it was just a moment of kindness from a strange person who kind of weirded me out at first as I'm looking around like, who blessed me right now? God bless you. And so from that became the inspiration as I was driving, finishing my drive up. I'm like, all right, God, thanks so much. I know what I'm going to talk about on Sunday. And the word today we're going to talk about is kindness. Kindness. Who would have thought in a car I would be inspired to talk about kindness? But I am. Kindness in our world today, oh boy, probably something we could use more of, wouldn't y'all say? There's kindness that happens. I don't want to negate that because there's kindness that happens all the time. But there are so many more opportunities we have as Christians to show kindness in the world, and it is very impactful. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. So kindness, as I looked up the definition, is a type of behavior that's marked by generosity, consideration, rendering assistance, or concern for others without expecting praise or reward in return. That's a good part, right? Oh, you love it. It's even highlighted here for me for emphasis. So when we are kind, we show generosity to people. We're considerate. We help. We render assistance. And all without expecting anything in return. And I'll just say, sometimes we don't... Bless you! Bless you! Who was that? Thank you! Perfect timing. Oh, I love you people. All right. We're about to head into Thanksgiving and Christmas. And we often see people during this time, especially of the year, show a lot of kindness to one another, don't we? Which is great. I'm also not negating that at all. But what if kindness wasn't a seasonal activity. It shouldn't be. What if kindness happened like, I don't know, here's a suggestion, all year long, every day? It's a crazy thing. I mean, it's a crazy thing to think about. And it's kind of fun to think about a world like that. Anybody, like, dream with me here, would you? Yeah, right? Dream with me here. Can you imagine a world where kindness is an everyday occurrence and it's intentional, where you go seeking out ways to be kind to one another? We often hear the words random acts of kindness. Anybody heard that catchphrase? Random. I looked up the definition of random too. You're welcome. Random is made, done, happening, or chosen without method or conscious decision. So there's no conscious decision, there's no method, it just happens, right? And I'm okay with some acts of random kindness, don't get me wrong, because sometimes things just happen, it's an impulse, you gotta do it, right? There's no real decision to be made. But man, this world would be really awesome if we all showed kindness and it wasn't random. It was intentional, thought out, conscious daily decisions to be kind to one another. What if we were to plan specific acts of kindness out? Be ready to do good on the spot, but also plan to be intentional with kindness. Kindness isn't an emotion or an action when we just feel like it. I heard a groan. Yes. Kindness isn't just here or there when it feels good, whenever we think it's good for us. Jesus calls us to be kind all the time. He requires us and asks us to seek it out. Look for the needs of other people. What if, what a world, right? If we made it our daily decision to do that. Just imagine if we in this room did that like every single day, what an impact we would make. And if you're watching on Facebook, you're included in this too. And then you multiply that out to other Christians around the world, it'd be a fun place to live. I ran across Ephesians, however you want to say it. The Indiana girl in me says Ephesians, so that's what we're going with. Thank you. All right. So Ephesians 4:29-32. I want to read what Paul writes about how we treat each other, and kindness is included in this. 4:29-32. I hope some of this kind of makes us a little uncomfortable. It should. It did me this week as I was thinking about my actions myself this week. Just this week alone. All right, here we go. Paul writes, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths." That's not very kind, is it? "But only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." Oh, be kind with our words? Yep. "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption." Don't make the Holy Spirit sad by how we treat each other. "Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice." And here's where kindness comes in. "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." Be kind to one another. Be kind. Paul hits the nail on the head there, doesn't he? There are many times as I was trying to think of a biblical example, I'm like, okay, God, who do you want me to pull out of this beautiful book that showed kindness? And there's a lot of examples. When you read this book, you see kindness a lot with a lot of different characters. Joseph, Dreamer Joe as I like to call him, he was compassionate to his brothers. After being sold into slavery by his brothers, he rose to power in Egypt, and he showed compassion and was kind to them when they came to him years later for food because they needed food because of a big drought and a famine that was in the land. David was kind to one of Jonathan's sons I was reading about and spared his life. Ruth was kind to her mother-in-law, Naomi. and moved back to her homeland. Didn't want her to be alone. So she was, I'm your family. I'm going back with you. Kind. Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus were kind. They helped Jesus after his death. In fact, Joseph of Arimathea, gave up his tomb, even though it was for only 3 days. He got it back. But anyway, thank you. Eunice liked that. Joseph of Arimathea gave up something. He was kind. He saw a need and he stepped in. He was kind. Pharaoh's daughter was kind. We talked about this a month or so ago when she saved baby Moses in the Nile River. And the Good Samaritan was like kindness on steroids, wasn't he? Right? A complete stranger, even made sure to oversee the care before he left. Like, hey, take care of him. Make sure he's healthy before he leaves. Good Samaritan. This is just a few. And you can read, I've missed a whole bunch. Those are just some highlights that I thought about. But when you're reading this Bible, you'll see kindness throughout it. Because it's a book about God. God is kind. I think you kind of catch that, right? But the person who takes the award, first place, without a doubt, the number one provider of kindness would have to be Jesus, right? Yeah, right. The absolute hands-down example of what it is to be kind, which is why I say he calls us to be kind to one another. He is our example. He lived in this world with all this stuff, and he was able to be kind to people. If you want to read about how Jesus was kind, in fact, Pastor asked for the scriptures for today, and I was like, well, you could put the Gospels, all of them, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We could sit here and read them together because we can see in that, read the Gospels, Jesus was kind with all interactions, every interaction. He is our example. He's healing people left and right, physical and spiritual healings. He's feeding people with sometimes hardly nothing. He cared for those that were lowest in society, or people thought were the lowest in society, right? Children, women, tax collectors, sinners of all kinds. That's who he hung out with. He was kind to them. And at every opportunity he could, he taught anybody that he could teach in kindness. 33 years of perfect example of kindness. You can look no farther than Jesus. An example of how to interact with one another. One thing that stands out to me the most about Jesus and his kindness is this. He was kind to everyone. We kind of touch base on this with all the people that he was kind to. But he was even kind to the people who didn't like him. Who thinks that's easy? Oh, okay, no hands at all. Fantastic. It's easy to be kind to people that are our friends, that are our family, and that we know, right? Easier, I should say. Easier. But let's be honest. True kindness really is shown to people that we don't know, and maybe even people that we know and we don't like. Oh, groans. I love it today. What a beautiful example Jesus was when you read about him and you see him. He was kind to those who loved him, no doubt. But he was kind to the people who also hated him. Hate. That's a really strong word. I was taught not to use that word when I was growing up because it's so strong of a word. But that is appropriate in this time, what I'm speaking about. People who hated him, he was still kind to him. If people don't like you, are you still kind to them? Don't answer. There you go. You know, I love Jesus and his example and his teachings, and boy, I get on board, and I'm like, yes, the last will be first, the first will be last. That's right, Jesus. You tell them. You tell them what the kingdom of God's like for everybody. You do that. Oh, love my enemies? Ouch. Eek. I shudder at the thought, right? We're kind of like, man. And Jesus talks about this in Luke 6 and how we're to treat our enemies. And it really touches on kindness and how God is kind to ungrateful and wicked people. So here, let's go to Luke. That was my second scripture here. Luke, I'm in chapter 6, and I'm going to read 32 through 36 to kind of bring it in, back it up a bit and bring it in. But just so you know, this whole chapter, this part of the chapter is called Love for Enemies. Yeah. I mean, yay. Yay, right? It's going to be yay when we leave here today. So in starting in 32, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love him, love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners expecting to be repaid in full. And this is where it gets fun. But love your enemies. Do good to them and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great and you will be sons of the Most High because he is kind to those ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. We are to be kind because God is kind to the ungrateful and to those who hated him and put him to death, correct? Anybody remember the crucifixion at all and on the cross? And Jesus like, hey, God, it's okay. Don't worry about what they did. Just forgive them. They don't know what they're doing right now. That's ultimate kindness. Are you kidding me? People are killing him, and he is kind till his last breath. That's why he said he is 33 years of perfect kindness. And it's easy in our world or in our heads, I think, to say, oh, well, they don't deserve it. Do they not? Do you deserve it? There's times I don't. I don't deserve God's kindness sometimes. But he gives it to us anyway because he doesn't care if we're grateful or not. He loves us that much. It's on a different realm. It's on a different plane. If you're trying to understand it with your human head, you're never going to. God is kind to people even when they aren't thankful for his kindness. God is kind to those people who make bad decisions and carry out evil in this world. He is kind to those who hate the very idea of him. He's kind to those who don't want to have anything to do with him. He's kind to those who don't believe in him. That tells us something important about kindness and how we need to show kindness. You get how this translates to us? We are to give and show kindness to everyone, just like Jesus, whether people like you or dislike you or even hate you, or if they're ungrateful when you show kindness, you do it anyway. It's how Jesus lived, and it's how we are to live too. Jesus walked this earth, and he showed kindness to everyone, those who loved him and those who didn't, and they really didn't, and we need to do the same. We're called this morning to be kind and do the same. As difficult as it is, and as hard as it is sometimes, and I know I'm joking about it a little bit this morning, but I'm so serious right now, that you are never more like God than when you're kind to someone else. Even people who we think don't deserve it, because we are those people. When we are kind, we extend grace and mercy to other people. We show patience with other people. We show forgiveness and compassion and all those beautiful words that God and Jesus are to us. That's love, right? The big word is love. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient, and then what? Love is... very good. And to wrap it up, I was like, okay, God, how do you want me to tell people to be more kind? How can we be more kind? Because now we know we need to be more kind, and we need to be kind to everybody, even our enemies, people we don't like, okay? So how do I do that? And I really don't have a checklist of things for you to do, like get up and, okay, I'm going to do these things or whatever. But I do know this. The way that we are kind is we are acting as God would and as Jesus would, right? And if God is kind and Jesus is kind and they're living in here and they're guiding your every interaction, they're guiding your every speak, they're guiding everything you do, if God is guiding it, if Jesus is guiding it in our daily life, we won't have any other choice but to be kind to others. It's just going to come out. It's just going to happen because God is here being kind to, and we are just automatically kind. You will be surprised sometimes when God is like leading what you do stuff and you're like, wow, I can't believe I did that. I wouldn't have done that 30 years ago. Yeah, that's because God's right here now and leading your daily life. It's not whenever you want to, whenever it feels good. It's every single day. One thing I think we can do too as a society, as a church, as individual people is slow down and look for those things that we can do to be kind to other people. You could be at a stoplight on 49th Street and hear some strange lady sneeze next to you. You could be kind. Don't rush through life because when you do, you have your blinders on, you're focused on yourself, and you don't see the needs of others. You'll miss opportunities. Be intentional with your kindness. Jesus was. There's not a single unkind thing Jesus said in here. Be intentional. Look for ways to show kindness. And the big key here, to everybody, whether they say thankful or they're grateful or not, or they believe like you or not, it does not matter. You've taken an opportunity in showing and being kind to show them Jesus. We're doing new member class, and this last week they got to go over their spiritual gifts tests, you know, that little assessment that we have everybody do. And there's a lot of spiritual gifts: prophecy, evangelism, preaching, music, all that stuff. But there is one thing that we can do as a church, each one of us individually, and that is just go out in this world and be kind to other people. Be tuned in to Jesus. Listen to him daily, moment by moment, and make a difference in your world. Wherever that is, make a difference by showing kindness to someone. Anyone, everyone.